The scripture is Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother." And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me in the way which I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands and the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him, and he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree, so the name of it was called Al-Bakuth. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
The name of the sermon is Starting Over Where You Began. Yesterday, May the 6th, was my dad's birthday. My dad was born May the 6th, 1923. He had been 100 years old yesterday. One of the things I remember about my dad was he always said, no matter how bad it gets, you can always come home. Well, Dad, that's not exactly true. Because as you get as old as I am, my parents are both dead, I can't go home. There is no home. But yes, you still can go home. Your memories. What God did with Jacob was Jacob had found the Lord. And several years later, Jacob, the Lord spoke to him again and says, "Go back to where you found me the first time." And I want to digress a little bit. Because this month, the month of May, is Memorial Day. And one of the things that my aunts, my father, always did on Memorial Day weekend, or right thereabouts, was we went and put flowers on graves. And what I found out as I got older, it was to remember. Remember those past people, their past lives. I love that word, remember. Because it's R-E, re, and then member. So by going to the cemeteries and putting flowers on the graves, what we do is we take and make those people members, remembers of our lives. We remember those good times that we had. Sometimes we also remember the fights or whatever with that person, but we also remember the good times with that person. We can't always go home, but we can always go back to Jesus. We can always go back to the time that we fell in love with Jesus. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Some denominations call it backsliding. And it happens to everybody. It's not just, you know, a select few. We all backslide. We all get away from Christ a little bit. But we can always go back to Him. We can always come back and say, hey, Father, yeah, I made a mistake. You know, Lord knows I've made my mistakes. That's for doggone sure. But it's nice to be able to come back and say, hey. And when I was a kid, when I left home, I was 17, and I came back when I was 21. Boy, I didn't want to. That was a tough call. Hey, I'm broke. I'm 4 hours from home. I have no money for gas. I'm flat dead broke. My dad, son, find the nearest union, Western Union, I guess it is. He said, I'll wire you the money. Sure enough, that's what I did. And he did. He wired me the money. It's a tough call. It really was. It was tough. But my dad welcomed me home with open arms. And I want to believe that my dad was doing what our Lord Jesus Christ will do for us. Welcome us back into our home. We forget sometimes how God loves us. We take things for granted. But whenever we have to come back, whenever we have to say, hey, Lord, man, I need you, it's a great, wonderful feeling. Because He wraps His arms around us and welcomes us home. I remember my dad when I pulled up in the driveway. I got out of my car and my dad came out of the house. He came up and gave me a hug and said, son, I'm glad you're home. That was a wonderful feeling, but yet inside, I felt like I had just failed. Maybe I have. But the only way you're going to succeed in life is if you fail sometimes and you get back up. Pulling yourself up with your bootstraps is what my dad used to call it. We have to fail sometimes. But we have to remember that Christ is there for us to actually pick us back up. He's not going to make things right all the time. My dad sure didn't mean. He's not going to come and say, oh, here's that $1,000 you owe, or here's a new car, or whatever. He's not going to do that. Christ isn't going to do that for us either. But what He's going to do is He's going to put a job opportunity in front of us so that we can make that $1,000. He's going to give us that job so that we can buy us a vehicle to get back and forth to work. That's what Christ is there. He's not going to take away the storm, but He's going to make it bearable for us. He's going to shelter us. But we won't be out of the storm, but we will be there and sheltered with His loving arms around us. If you all will pray with me. Lord, we know that we need to sometimes come back home to You, so that we can get our minds right, our hearts right. We can do those things. And you will love us and cherish us, nurture us. You will be the God that we need at that point in time. In the Lord's name we pray, amen.